Blog Talk Radio.
If you want to go ahead and at this time invite a loved one or a friend or a family member to the call, you can do so at this time of announcement. If this is your first time joining us, we want to thank you for joining the Message of Christ Church. Also on this broadcast, every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Miracle Monday, which is at 7 p.m., and every Sunday we have our morning Bible study at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any need for clarity or if you have any questions pertaining to the ministry, if you have any prayer requests, our local administrative number is 773-609-2071. Again, our administrative local line is 773-609-2071. If you want to sow into the ministry, you can use our local line. Also, if you have a heart to become an intercessor with the Message of Christ Church, we ask that you do call our local administrative line as well. You can contact us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can also contact us via the internet. If you are on the internet and you are on social media, there is a social page called Facebook. If you are on Facebook, we invite you to ask Pastor Sylvia Staples to become your friend on Facebook. Her name is Sylvia Staples. We encourage you to do so as well. There goes forth any thing pertaining to the ministry. Any of the conferences, a lot of prophetic word goes forth on Facebook. So if you are on there, please request Sylvia Staples to be your friend. You can contact us by way of U.S. Mail, which is Message of Christ, at P.O. Box 390-762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60639. Again, our mailing address is Message of Christ, P.O. Box 390-762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60639. You can also reach out to us by way of the website, which is messageofchrist.net, and there you will find everything pertaining to the ministry, ways of sowing into the ministry. If you have not yet purchased a prayer shawl, we encourage you to do so as well for yourself, for your loved one. And also, there's the prayer wall. We still encourage you to make a request known on the prayer wall, as well as any prayers, reports, or testimonies. We encourage you to do so. For the month of October, we have still a couple of conferences that's coming up. We still have the October 23rd. Hold on one second. We have the Women's Fall Conference, which is this Sunday. It's presented by Pastor Sylvia Staples Ministries. The theme is The Battle Is Not Yours. And like I said, it's October 23rd. This Sunday, it starts at 3:30. That location is at Grace Christ Fellowship, which is located at 223 Oak Street in Mound, Illinois, where that pastor is Pastor Lloyd Johnson. Lloyd Jordan, I'm sorry. So we encourage you to fellowship with us in Mound, Illinois. Also, for the Prophetic Conference, which is October 29th, if there's any need for clarity on the address, I want to say it's 1101 South Halsted. That's in Chicago, Illinois, at New Jerusalem Church. And that's at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, it's the prophetic. It's our prophetic conference on October 29th. At this time, we're going to go into prayer. I am your host, Lalonda Brooks. Sister Lalonda, and as we go into prayer, we just want to come into the atmosphere, or set the atmosphere for wherever we are. If we're at home, we're at work, we're driving, we just want to set the atmosphere in our homes, first giving God thanksgiving, and then going into every need of the heart of the people that we deal with. And we just want to trust the Holy Spirit is going to lead us in all things and bring all things spoken of Him to our remembrance. So at this time, we're going to go forth in prayer. Heavenly Father, for you are the God of all, Father God. For you are our source, Father. For you are our maker, Father God. For you are magnified in this hour, Father God. For we come to bless you, Father. For we come to love on you right now today, Father God, because you give us grace, Father. You give us mercy, Father God. You give us joy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for long-suffering, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for temperance. We thank you right now today for self-control, Father God, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, Father God, because you, Father, are Jehovah Jireh, because you are Jehovah Nisi, Father, because you, Father God, give us eternal life, Father God. So we just thank you right now, Father, for the gift of life. We thank you for the breath that sustains life, Father God, for the food on this earth, Father God. We come to thank you, Father God, that it nurtures our life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the love of families and friends, yes, Lord, without which there would be no life, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father God, as we come to you boldly before your throne, Father. We thank you for the mystery of your creation, for the beauty that the eye can see, Father God. We just come to you, Father God, for that joy right now in the midst of any sorrow. We thank you, Father, for healing right now today, Father God, in anything that has been hurt, bruised, damaged, Father God, broken, Father, or wounded today, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father, for deliverance, Father God, yes, Lord, from any affliction, Father God. We just come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, as you, Father God, cover us, Father God, as you give us a double hedge of protection to go forward in this day, Father God. We just act right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as your children, Father, as believers, Father God. We ask you right now as we do the work of you, Father, for you said build your house and you will build ours, Father. So we come to you, Father God, by faith, Father God, knowing, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the substance that we hope for in you, Father God, and the evidence that is not seen, Father. We come right now today, Father God, to walk out every ordered step, Father God. We just come to you, Father, for what is the unknown, Father God. We come to you for what is the unseen, Father God. We come to you, Father, for what is invisible, Father God. And we just thank you right now today, Father, as we position ourselves, Father God, to hear your voice, Father, as we position ourselves to be in your presence, Father God, that we cannot, Father God, fulfill, Father, whatever it is that you have given us in purpose in life, Father God. But we come, Father God, yes, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for fulfilling us in this universe, for fulfilling us in this time, Father God, for fulfilling us in this space right now today, Father God. We just thank you right now, Father, for what draws us beyond the definition of ourselves, Father God. We just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, for
unmuted.
We thank you, Father God, for setting
down muted.
God, who nurtures, Father, and becomes, Father God, yes, Lord, the work, Father God, or the plan that you have for our life, Father God. We thank you right now that our choices are in you, Father God. We thank you that our decisions are in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we come together and unite, Father God, wherever you have sent us to, Father, whomever, Father God, you have sent to us, Father God. We come to share, Father God, in our burdens, Father. We come to share in daily tasks, Father God. We come to share, Father God, in the lives of those that you have placed in our path. Halfway, Father God. We just come, Father God, yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for the people, Father God, of this land, Father, for your people, Father. But teach us how to love them, Father. Teach us how to forgive them, Father God. We just thank you, Father. Teach us how to heal them, Father God. We come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, because we once were broken, Father, because we once were captive, Father God, because we once, Father, were burdensome, Father God. But we come right now today in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that all might belongs to you. All strength belongs to you right now today, Father God. So we stand right now in the face of every adversity, Father God, with our face like flint, Father God, with our feet planted, Father God, on a solid foundation, Father God. We thank you for anchoring us in the Lord, Father God. We thank you, Father, that our foot may not dash upon a stone, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for the harvest of joy, Father, for the harvest of righteousness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the harvest that is plenty, Father God. And we come decreeing and declaring, Father God, that every laborer that you send from the north, from the south, from the east, in the west, Father God, that we are joined together, Father God, to do the work of the kingdom, Father, to do the work of this land right now today, Father God. We put our hands to the plow, Father God, and we come right now to you, Father God, yes, Lord, because we come to command our morning today, Father God. But we know that this is the morning, Father, but we know that this is the day, Father God, that you have made, Father, and our hearts come to rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you for calling us to grow up in maturity, Father, for calling us to grow in Christ right now today, for calling us to grow in wisdom, Father. We thank you for calling us to grow in stature, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father God, as we grow in understanding, Father God, as we come, Father God, to delight in your way, Father God, to commit ourselves to you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for this day, Father God, for life, Father God, and another day to love, Father God, for another opportunity, Father God. Yes, Lord, and another morning, Father, to work, Father God, for justice, to work for peace, Father God. Yes, Lord, to work, Father God, in the land of the living, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father God. We come, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God, for the grace, Father God, for we are your beloved, Father God. We come, Father God, for another experience in your presence, Father God. We come, Father, thanking you for your promises, Father, to be with us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us salvation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every blessing right now to be in in power to move forward, Father God, in ministry, Father, to move forward in business, Father God. We thank you for the empowerment, Father, to move forward, Father God, yes, Lord, in our families, Father. We thank you, Father, for the blessing, Father, that empowers us, Father God, yes, Lord, in this day, Father God. We thank you, Father, that we are being sustained, Father God, to live eternal, Father God. So we come, Father God, for these blessings that you give us. We give thanks to you, Father God. We honor you, Father God. We thank you for what is eternal, Father God. We thank you that you are a loving God, Father, for you loved us when we didn't love ourselves, Father God. So we come right now to you, Father God. Yes, Lord, to bow to serve you, for you say every knee shall bow, Father, for you say every tongue shall confess, Father God, that you are Lord, Father God. So we just come to you right now today, Father God, as we lean not to our own understanding, Father God, but as we come to acknowledge you in every way, Father God, we just thank you right now today, Father God. But we know, Father, that now for him who is able to do in full measure, Father, more than all our desires or thoughts, Father God, through the power which is working in us, Father, we just thank you, Father God, to you be the glory in this church, Father, to you be the glory in temple, Father God, to you be the glory, Father God, in ministry, Father, we just thank you, Father, to you be the glory in healing, Father God, we just thank you, Father, to you be the glory in salvation right now today, Father God, for we know it is Christ. Yes, Lord. We know that it is Jesus, Father God, to all generations forever and ever, Father God. We just come, Father God, yes, Lord, that the words out of our mouth, Father, and the meditation in our heart right now is acceptable in your presence right now, is acceptable, Father God, in the sight of you today, Father God. So we just thank you, O Lord, for you are the God of Abraham, for you are the God of Isaac, Father, for you are the God of Israel, Father God. So let it be seen in this day, Father God, that you are still the God of Israel, Father God. But we come, Father God, yes, Lord, to be with you, Father, and to be with men. We come, Father God, fulfilling what was the law, Father. We come, Father God, fulfilling what was the Old Testament, Father God. We come to you, Father God, for Christ fulfilled that in the day of our salvation. We just thank you right now today, Father God, yes, Lord, that all things that have been done, Father, have been done in your order, have been done in your time, Father God. So in this day, Father God, we come to receive revelation, Father. In this day, we come to receive reconciliation, Father God. In this day, we thank you for redeeming the time, Father God. But as we stand before you, Father God, as we examine ourselves, Father God, as you wash us clean, Father God, as you purify our hearts, Father God, we thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, for the holiness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, for every effort to move after perfection, Father God. For your words say, be ye perfect, even as you in heaven is perfect, Father God. So we decree and declare, Father, a perfected heart, Father God. We decree and declare a perfected spirit in you today, Father. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, for perfection is not of this world, Father God, but we thank you for perfection in the kingdom, Father God. Thank you for perfecting our talk, Father God. Thank you for perfecting our walk, Father God. Thank you for perfecting our hands, Father God, because we know in you today, Father God, yes, Lord, that the Holy Spirit that you've left, Christ, yes, Lord, we thank you, Father, Christ sit at your right hand, Father God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in our presence right now today, Father God. We thank you for being one right now today, Father God, where we're able to, yes, Lord, reach into the heavens, where we're able to go into the secret places of you, Father God, where we're able to go into different dimensions, Father God, where we're able to go into another realm in you today, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father God, that we're able to experience, yes, Lord, life in you today, that we're able to experience that perfection, Father God, that we thank you right now that our souls have been saved, Father God, by the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we desire, Father. We give it to you, Father God. We don't want to look at this world with our own eyes, Father God. We don't want to walk in this world, Father God, with the flesh and carnal mind, Father God. So we thank you right now today, Father God,
because our minds have been renewed by Christ, Father God. We thank you today, Father God, for we study to show ourselves approved in you today, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, as you've given us answers after answers, Father God. We come not to take that for granted, Father. We come not to take our victories in vain, Father God. We come not to take our overcomings by faith in vain, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, for what you brought us through, Father. We thank you, Father God, for what you healed us from, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you delivered us through, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for what you saved us from, Father God. And we put on the whole armor of you today, Father God. We put on, Father God, the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, Father God. We put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, Father God. We put on the belt of truth, Father God. We put on the sword of your spirit, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the shield of faith, Father God. And as we come to you in prayer, Father, hallelujah, we just thank you right now today, Father, for being able to commune with you, Father God, for being in our right mind today, Father God, so that we're able to stand in agreement, Father, for what you promised us, Father God, because your words do not go out and come back void, Father God. So fill us, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Yes, Lord. Bring back to remembrance, Father God, when we first, Father God, loved you, Father God. We just thank you right now for that. In that place, Father, there was obedience, Father. In that place, Father God, there was a pruning, Father God. In that place, Father God, yes, Lord, there was some taking off of some things and putting on some things, Father God. In that place, Father, where we first loved you, Father God, we just want to thank you right now today, Father God, for what you cut away, Father God, for what you made our eyes blind to see, Father God, and our ears able to hear, Father God. But we just thank you right now today, Father, that we now see by faith, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for as you, Father God, yes, Lord, kept us in your hand, Father God, as you, Father God, began to mold us, Father God, and create in us clean hearts, Father God, as you, Father God, gave us a right spirit right now today, Father God. We thank you that with that position in Christ, with that position in this world, Father, that we're able to overcome, Father God, every stronghold, Father, that we're able to pull down every stronghold, Father God, that we're able to stand, Father, in the face of adversity, Father, that we're able to take on any opposition right now today, Father God. So we just thank you right now today, Father God, as you have made us a weapon for you, Father God. And we know that our weapons are not carnal, Father God, but mighty through you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're thanking you right now today, Father God, for what you've made us, Father God. We take a look back at our life, Father God, and we thank you for where you've ordered us, Father. We thank you, Father, for it is the wisdom that you have placed in our spirit, Father God. It is the wisdom, Father God, that we understand what it is, that knowledge and understanding, Father, is the wisdom of you, Father God. But you say that wisdom is the knowledge of the holy, Father God. But we thank you, Father, for we come to build in wisdom, Father God. We thank you, Father, for we come to pray in wisdom, Father God, because we know who we are and who we belong to right now today, Father God. So we just thank you, Father, as we lift up a praise unto you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up a praise and worship unto you, Father God, because you created us to worship. You created us to praise, Father God. So we just come thanking you right now today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come thanking you right now today, Father, as you stir up the gifts in your people, Father God. But we know that the gifts are unrepentant, Father God. But we just thank you right now for a moment right now with you, Father God, for a time with you, Father God. We thank you right now for we come to devote ourselves to you, Father. We come to acknowledge, Father God, that you created us, Father God. So with all creations, Father God, you're able to give us, Father God, what it is that we need, Father, to sustain this life, Father God. So we thank you right now today, Father God. We thank you for making us aware, Father God, yes, Lord, of any stumbling blocks. We thank you, Father God, for exposing the darkness right now today. We thank you for making us an influence, Father God, upon your people right now today as we come to you, Father, to pray for forgiveness, as we come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, to pray for repentance right now today, Father God. We ask that you use us in this day, Father, yes, Lord. We thank you right now today, Father, for you are mighty, Father God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord. We just come right now for you, Father God, for every heart that needs to be healed, for every heart that needs to be converted, Father God. We just thank you right now for that understanding of power in you today. We thank you for true power in you today, Father. We thank you for a true worship in you today, Father God. We thank you right now that we will not be prideful, that we will not boast, Father God, and that which you have done, Father God, for the sake of ourselves, Father God. But we thank you, Father, for your word that says, draw all men unto you, Father God. So we thank you right now today, Father God. We thank you right now. We come before you today, Father, yes, Lord, humbling ourselves, giving thanks for all you have done, Father God. We come to appreciate you, Father God, for sending your son, Father God, yes, Lord, to die for our old, yes, Lord, ways, Father God, to die for, Father, yes, Lord, anything, yes, Lord, pertaining, Father God, to a sinful nature, Father God. We just come right now today, Father God. We thank you, Father, for redeeming us of our sins through Christ, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for enduring every pain, for enduring much suffering, Father God, for our salvation, Father. We pray that we will be blessed, Father God, by the same kind of strength to endure in this life for your sake, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we rejoice always, Father, as we come to pray without ceasing, Father God, in everything we come to give thanks, Father God, for this is your will, Father God, yes, Lord, in Christ right now today, Father God. We just thank you right now, Father, yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come to confess any sin, Father God, seeking from faith, from Satan, Father God, seeking from darkness, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father God, that that help only comes from you, Father God. And as we repent of things, Father, normally and unnormally, Father God, as we come to repent, Father God, of a sinful nature, as we come to repent, Father God, for any adultery, Father, as we come to repent, Father God, for any disobedience, Father God, as we come to repent, Father God, from the idle mind, Father God, we just thank you right now today, Father God, yes, Lord, as we come, Father, asking for forgiveness, Father God, yes, Lord, of any hurt, Father God, of any abuse, Father God, of any shame right now, as we come thanking you right now today, Father God, yes, Lord, for forgiving us, Father God, yes, Lord, from what the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, Father, we thank you right now today, Father God, yes, Lord, if we've ever been in a position, Father God, where we disobeyed our parents right now, Father, we come to you right now, Father God, we come to be at the root, Father God, of whatever is killing and stealing and destroying generations, Father God. So we stand before you, Father. We ask that you examine our minds, Father. We ask that you examine our heart, Father God. Yes, Lord, and we thank you right now today, Father God, for that repentance, Father. We thank you, Father God, as we repent, Father, from being prideful, Father God, as we repent, Father God, yes, Lord, from being boastful, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come to you right now as you expose, Father God, any false teachers, Father, as you expose, Father, any false God, Father God, that we have made over you today, Father God. We just ask, Father, to be forgiven in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We repent from seeking any knowledge, any power, any comfort, any aid, Father God, in the kingdom of darkness right now today, Father God, because you've made us light, Father God, in the midst of darkness. You've made light, Father God, manifest in the midst of our situations. You made light manifest, Father God, in the midst of every Father God, the power of healing, Father God, in the midst of any sickness, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, for allowing us, Father, to experience, for allowing us to demonstrate in that power, Father God. We come to renounce anything, Father God, that is not of your will today, Father God. We come to renounce, Father God, anything that we cannot remember, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, for sending, Father God, and leaving the Holy Spirit and console us, Father God, so that we're able to remember all things, Father God, spoken of you, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father God, for you said all those, Father God, come to receive rest. Those that are heavy laden, those that are burdened, Father God. So we come to you right now today, Father God. For those that we have crossed and encountered in this week, Father God, we thank you right now today, Father God, that as we lay our lives down, Father God, that they shall live in you today, Father God. We thank you for giving us direction. We thank you for giving us guidance, Father God. We thank you for your strategic planning, Father God. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just come to you right now today, Father God, for any trauma, Father. We come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, that we experience your power, Father God, that intervenes through prayer, Father God. We just come to cover those, Father God, who have been in trauma, Father. We come to cover those, Father God, yes, Lord, who have been in any abuse, Father. We come to crush them. Yes, Lord, we come to stand in agreement, Father God. Yes, Lord, that you have called us, Father God, in this time right now today, Father God, to touch, Father God, in agreement, Father. For you say whatever we come into agreement with, Father, where two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God, for the minds of your people, Father. We thank you, Father God, as you speak into their psychic, Father God, as you speak into their intellectual being, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we were made spiritual beings, Father God. So we come to you, Father God, to pull down the spirit of you today, Father God, to put on the spirit of you today, Father God. We just thank you right now. We're in the presence
unmuted
of the Holy Spirit, Father. So we come right now.
Muted.
Father God, thank you, Father, for filling every request, Father God. We come to seal, Father God, the request of your people. We come to seal, Father God, yes, Lord, this line today, Father God. We come to seal, Father God, the families under the sound of my voice. We come to seal, Father, anything that has come to hurt, Father God, anything has come to destroy. We come to seal it in your precious blood right now today, Father, in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. And we just thank you right now today, Father God. We thank you, Father, for doors that are being closed that no man can open, Father. We thank you, Father God, for opening doors that no man can close right now in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We just lift up a voice. We lift up a praise unto you, Father God, wherever we are, Father God, because we know, Father God, yes, Lord, praise confuses the enemy, Father God. So we just thank you right now today. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you right now today, Father God, because we acknowledge you, Father God, that you gave everyone a free will, Father, but we humbly repent right now for allowing, Father, any control or bondage in our life, Father God, for we are no longer captive to this world, but we are no longer captive to darkness, Father God, but we are no longer captive to the enemy's schemes and plans, Father God, but we act right now today, Father God, yes, Lord, we act right now, Father, for whatever is tied to our lives, Father God, we come to break every soul tie, we come to break out of any discord right now, we come to break every bondage right now, Father God, we renounce allowing ourselves to be controlled or manipulated in any way, Father God, we loose ourselves right now in this hour from control. We loose ourselves from soul bonding, Father God. We loose ourselves from slavery, Father God. We loose ourselves from bondage, Father. Hallelujah. Because it is from you, Father God, that you ordain, you predestine the people as us today, Father God, to loose whatever has been loosed in heaven, Father God. You come to bind whatever has been bounded in heaven, Father God, so we are not bound by this nature of sin. We are not bound, Father God, yes, Lord, by poverty, Father. We are not bound by darkness right now today, Father God. So we thank you right now today, Father God, for being a city that sit on top of a hill, Father God. We thank you for making light manifest, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for making light manifest, Father God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now today, Father God. Yes, Lord, but there's nothing impossible for you, Father God. So we continue, Father God, in your spirit. We continue in your character, Father God. We continue in your word that you have made flesh, Father God. We continue in Christ's likeness, Father God. We continue in the new nature, Father God. For you said old things have passed away, and behold, Father God, we come to, yes, Lord, thank you, Father. We come to be separated, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's you, Father God, divide spirit and soul, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father, for speaking into any schism, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God. We come to you right now, Father God, as we loosen, Father God, the controlling spirit, as we loosen, Father God, ourselves from anything, Father God, in our past, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father, that we're able to walk freely, Father God, that we're able to step in the blessing, Father God, to be the blessing, that we're able to step in grace, Father God, to be great, Father God. We just thank you for every order step right now in this day, Father God, as we put it on, Father God, as we become it, Father God. We just come to you right now. We declare that Christ has delivered us from bondage, Father God, and we are children of light, Father God, and we are the bride of Christ today. We know, we now ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, to set us free, Father, yes, Lord, from any course of iniquity, Father God. We just come to you right now today, Father God, because we cancel and break any bonding, Father God, yes, Lord, that has been prematurely, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father, being developed, Father. We just come to you right now today, Father God. We declare, Father God, our healing. We declare, Father God, yes, Lord, the deliverance, Father God. We declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, the blood that covers, Father God, and crowns us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. But we come to be connected to you in this hour, Father God, in ways we've never been connected to you, Father God. Because it is our desire to worship you, Father God, with all our body, with all our soul, with all our spirit, Father God. We just thank you right now today. For your word says that a proud and arrogant attitude, Father God, goes before stumbling, Father. So we know that in you, Father, that you hate a proud and arrogant spirit, Father. So we want to please you in this hour. For you say the only thing that pleases you is by faith, Father God. And we know faith comes from you, Father. We know faith comes from hearing your voice. We know faith comes from hearing the answer and the instruction, Father. We know faith, Father God, yes, Lord, is what we speak into the invisible thing, Father. But we thank you for making it visible to us. We thank you for making mystery, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, no longer a mystery, Father. But we know that you hide things from us, Father God, for our development, Father God. But we come right now today, Father God, to stand in the place of receiving, Father, to stand in the place of, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God, gifting, Father God, to stand in the place, Father God, to give, Father God. For you say, Father, that which have, more will be given, Father God. But that which have and do not use it, it will be taken away, Father. We pray that you not take anything, Father God, in this day, Father, because we're able to use every resource. We're able to use, Father God, every gift, Father God. So we come to you right now today, Father, because we have grown in you, because we have matured in you, Father God. So we just come, Father, because we believe in you, Father God, what is best for your people, what is best for our family, Father. We believe in you, what is best for this community, Father. We believe in you for what is best for this city, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because we know at times, Father God, in action and attitude, that we have a proud spirit, Father. But because of where we come from, because of what you saved us from, because of any wound, Father God, we believe and know, Father God, that you know, Father God, yes, Lord, the plans for our life, Father God. We know that you know, Father God, the ways for us to prosper, Father God. We know that you know, Father God, every plan, yes, Lord, that you've given unto humanity, Father God. And we thank you, Father, that we have that plan, Father God. And we thank you, Father, that we come to build on that salvation of Christ right now today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, but we try to run our own lives, Father God. But we thank you that by the power of your salvation, the power of your grace right now today, Father God. Thank you by the power of mercy that you've given unto people, Father. Yes, Lord, your people, Father God, that we're able, Father God, yes, Lord, through you, Father, that we're able, Father God, through Christ Jesus, Father God. We just thank you right now today, Father. But we now repent of any pride, Father God. We now come to renounce, Father God, any effort of being self-sufficient, Father God, and not trusting, Father God. We come to you right now, Heavenly Father. We come to you right now, Father God. Yes, Lord, humbling ourselves, putting trust in your mercy and in your love, Father God. But it is your kindness, Father God, that has led us to repentance, Father God. So we come to counsel any ground of opening of Satan or any grounds of darkness in our life, Father God. We just proclaim, Father God, that this is the year, Father God. This is the time, yes, Lord, of Christ, Father God. So we proclaim that time right now today in our lives, Father God, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus. We proclaim that any sin, Father God, have no part in us, Father God, that it will not take over, yes, Lord, our mind, that it will not take over anything that we think, feel, or desire in you today, Father God. But we come to proclaim, Father God, yes, Lord, that the Holy Spirit that lives within us, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, will comfort us, Father, will console us, Father, because we are your children, Father God. We confirm, Father God, and affirm our dependence on you today, Father God. We just thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. We ask for your guidance in this hour. We ask for your wisdom in this hour. We ask for your power to renew our mind and walk according to your spirit in this hour, Father God. We ask for your grace to help us abide in Christ in this hour, Father God. We live a life pleasing unto you right now today, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for some have looked upon their own power, their own ability, for some have come to look upon their own strength to solve problems, to solve situations, but we know that in Jesus, yes, Lord, we know that in not just saying it, Father God, but we know in becoming, Father God, Christ's likeness, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father, for we have not denied ourselves, Father, for we picked up the cross daily, Father God. Yes, Lord, if we have not denied ourselves, Father God, but we come right now to deny every way, Father God, of ourselves, of our sinful nature. We come to pick up the cross today right now and follow after you, Father God. For your word tells us that it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit that the victory comes, Father God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God. Hallelujah. We just come to you right now today, Father God, because you're raising up, Father God, an army. You're raising up an army of your people today, Father. You're raising up kings and priests, Father God. You're raising up the kingdom today, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, yes, Lord, for stopping by, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we've opened up our homes to you. We thank you, Father God, that we've opened up our temple to you, Father God. We thank you for temple minds, Father God. We thank you, Father, for kingdom perspectives and working abilities, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God. But we put aside any childlike thinking, Father God. We thank you, Father, for we put aside God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Any gossiping, Father God. We thank you, Father God. But we put aside any immaturity, Father God, because we come to you, Father, because your power is seen, Father God. Yes, Lord, by the works of your hand today, Father. So we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For everything that has been paid for, Father God. For every, yes, Lord, price that has been paid through Christ today, Father God. We command right now today, Father, every generational character, every generational curse, Father God. Yes, Lord, that may try to manifest dysfunction in lifestyle, that may try to fail in marriages, Father, that may try to bring forth sickness, Father God, that may try to bring forth financial poverty, Father. We just come to you right now today, Father, but we command every spiritual oppression, Father God. So however, Father, yes, Lord, try to manifest in our family, we command it to be broken off of our lives and off of our families in the name of Jesus, Father God. But we come to intercede the blood of Christ right now today, Father God. And we command the roots of these curses, Father God, that have been engrafted in themselves, Father, against us, Father. We come to uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. We come to destroy it the same way, Father God, Jesus has spoken, yes, Lord, words against the fig tree in Matthew 21, 19, and 20, Father God, and that tree withered up and died, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that, yes, Lord, is transforming us, Father God. We thank you that we live your word today, Father God, for your word is just not a word in the Bible, Father, a word in the book, Father, but your word transforms us, Father God. Your word changes us, Father God. Your word brings forth power, Father God. Your word brings victory, Father God. Your word cleanses us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that these curses die in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for every authority over Satan. We thank you for every authority over his lies. We thank you for every authority, Father God, yes, Lord, over darkness, Father God. It's ours in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father, that through Christ you have given us authority, Father God. So we claim that authority right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We claim it right now today, Father God, in Jesus' name, that it is